Making time to learn. So how exactly do we go about setting up time for Torah learning? So Chazal tell us in Brachos Daf Samach Daled Amud Aleph, if a person who goes straight from the Beis HaKnesses, so the Beis HaMedrash, and learns Torah, then he was zeicha to be mekabel pnei Shechina. And the Gemara quotes the Pasuk that this is considered to be going mechayel al chayel, and someone that goes mechayel al chayel will be zeicha to be mekabel pnei Shechina. Going from strength to strength means, says the Chazal, going from the place where you daven to the place where you learn. And in fact, this is how the Shulchan Aruch paskens in Erech Chaim Simon Kuf Nun He Sif Aleph, that after davening, a person should go directly to the Beis HaMedrash and have a regular set time to learn, and this time should be untouchable. And the Mishnah Berurah over there says that it used to be there was a separate place for davening and a separate place for learning. Nowadays, where we have the same place, then he says a person can fulfill this halacha by immediately after davening, learning something, either in a chabura, a chabrusa, or by himself. But a person should find a format that works best for himself and get started. And the Kafah Chaim points out that the idea is that we should have a kavias every single day, and the time should not be varied. It should be a time where there's nothing else going on. Meaning, he says, this kavias is a minimum amount of time devoted daily, and it should be a part of our schedule that is set in stone. But of course, a person should be learning in other times as well. Now, this idea of having a specific time to learn is for a reason, because often when we say, you know, we're going to learn a certain amount a day, or we're going to learn for a certain amount of time a day, we don't have a specific time, then all other urgent matters come up, and it's very difficult to make it happen. And the Piskei Teshuvos quotes the Or Tzadikim with a very old idea, that during the set time that we learn, we should imagine that we're no longer in the world at all, for all intents and purposes. And we should imagine that we've learned Torah, we're already in the presence of the Shechinah in Gan Eden, and this will be a safeguard against distractions to pull us away from learning. Rephraim Zalman Margolis was not just a great Talmud Chacham, a Mechaber of Sefarim, but he was also a successful businessman, and he spent many hours every day learning in a quiet room, completely oblivious to his business affairs. And he would tell his family that during that time, they should imagine that he was no longer in the world, and therefore he'd be unavailable because he's not around. And he would quote the words of Chazal that in Torah niknis el misha mimis asma elah, the Torah will only be sustained, will only be a person can only acquire Torah if he kills himself over it. And he understood that what this meant was is that he should consider himself dead to the world during the time when he learns Torah. With Shem, next time we'll start discussing about where a person should learn and making the right time, making right arrangements, and what and learning both by day and by night. With Shem.